is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231 as we launch here into the second hour of the program. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours on the house. Enjoy at freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls, your thoughts. Dana is in Texas. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark. Hello,
hi,
Dana.
Hi, I haven't talked to you guys in a while. How have you been?
Just super, Dana. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have a couple of subjects that I'd like to throw out there, if you'd let me kind of say what's on my mind and then you comment. Can we do that?
Go right ahead.
Do our best.
Okay. The first one is Social Security. That is my main source of income, and I have a problem with this fiduciary position that these guys in Congress are talking about cutting Social Security. That's my money, that's your money, that's everybody that's ever paid into that, and I think they need to leave it alone, because if they go messing with it, they'll be breaking a law regarding a fiduciary position.
Oh, they don't break any laws. They're completely immune from breaking laws.
Now, Dana, isn't there a proposal to raise the age limit, not to lower your benefits?
Not, well, that's one of them, but they keep messing with the dollars.
Haven't they already?
Cut the Social Security dollars. And, you know, Reagan set up a trust fund specifically in the 80s to stop this crap. Because if you went back and looked at all the money they've shifted out of Social Security since the 1940s to pay bills, us baby boomers would have a wealth of money in that city.
Haven't they already messed with the fund as it is? I mean, you're asking...
Oh, yeah. Reagan didn't stop it. They still mess with it. You know, and they need... If they do, I'm going to watch every representative and senator and see how they vote. And I hope I can shake the bushes hard enough to get a class action suit started for everybody enjoying it, because... that is a fiduciary position.
Boy, Dana, I wish I didn't have to bring you bad news, but I feel like it's my obligation here, considering that, first of all, you're not going to, I don't think, likely have a chance. I'm not going to say don't do it. If you can find an attorney who can take the case, then go for it, but I doubt very many of them will, because the government has no obligation. See, that's the thing that you're missing.
They require us to have that taken out of our check.
That's right. That's right,
so
but they have no obligation to give it back to you.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. I'm sorry, Dana. The government people have ruled over and over again, their own Supreme Court, that they have no obligation to provide you with any kind of service whatsoever. If the government changes the rules while you're in midstream, while you're in the midst of a program of some sort, it does not matter. They have the ability to change the rules. They have the power to change the rules.
Well, not only that,
they've granted themselves
that power.
They've
set precedence by already changing the rules and already screwing with the Social Security fund. So as far as that's concerned, you take that to court, and they'll say, well, we've been doing it for years, and you're just now saying something? It's like, there's really not much you can do about that situation. As far as I'm concerned, the federal government is a failed experiment.
You would change the face of America if you could do something about it, though, Dana.
Dana, unfortunately, something happened. Her call disconnected there. Sorry to hear about that, but it is impossible to keep these people accountable. It is impossible to hold them liable for breaking their agreements. I mean, just talk to any military man who ended up being held with a stop loss. You know, you thought you were going to go home, and then they told you, we need you for 6 more months.
It was just talk to anybody who's worked for the government done business with the government for any period of time. When they feel like changing the rules, they change them, and there's nothing you can do about it.
How about those government bureaucrats that they were raiding their pension funds?
Yeah, just recently, in the last month or so.
Right. I mean, they're not even taking care of their own people.
No, they're not, and it's stunning.
How do you think they're going to take care of you if they don't take care of their own people?
If you think the government has a responsibility, think about it this way. The government has set up a security agency, or many security agencies. They call them police. Police are there to protect you from violence and theft and a variety of other reasons. But, you know, that's the main idea that most people are concerned with. If your house gets burglarized or if your wife gets killed, do the police compensate you? Do they make good on their failure to protect you?
No, there was no agreement in the first place.
The Supreme Court has ruled over and over again in cases where the police egregiously ignore 911 calls where they don't show up, where people
are being murdered or raped.
Some women are being raped over the course of 28 hours, and they received multiple telephone calls, and they didn't show up. And the Supreme Court said they have no obligation to protect you.
Yeah.
The government has no obligation.
Yep.
Because they said they
should,
don't.
You should definitely not hold your breath as far as federal government sort of correcting itself or anything to that extent. I think the best thing that you can do is weather the storm and try to make change locally wherever you are.
Right. Now, Dana's, we've heard from her in the past, and she's retired, as I understand it. She's collecting
a lot of trouble
Social Security.
As far as financial stuff.
The money that they're sending her isn't getting the bills paid. It's not paying for all of her medications.
And apparently, they've been lowering it, and it has something to do with her health care, too.
Well, plus, even if they never lower it, as long as they're inflating the money supply, if your payment stays relatively stagnant or slightly increases...
Take a look at grocery prices.
Right. You end up behind the ball because your cost of living is increasing, and so, therefore, your standard of living is going down over time. And so... It is horrible what the government folks have done over the years. They've gotten generations of people addicted to government handouts, believing that the government's going to be there for them when they're in their time of need, and then the rug gets pulled out from under them.
Well, I think it starts with the public schools. I think being in the government sort of mindset, or not even mindset, just in the government control area, it's so you get used to dealing with the government taking care of you literally as a young child, then growing up into your teenage years, and you're still in this sort of indoctrination camp. Then you get out, it's like, well, where's the government? Guess what? They aren't there for you.
Right, and you're not going to be able to hold them liable in their own court system. It's just not going to work. Please, prove me wrong. I mean, I want to be proven wrong. I want Dana to find a lawyer who's going to be able to take on the federal government and, you know, really stick it to them and make it so they can't screw these poor people over that are getting the Social Security payments, that are, you know, worried about whatever it is, that whatever changes might be coming down the pipe. I would love to see somebody have success there, but I'm sorry, I just don't think that's possible.
Yeah, I you know, when you go trying to make the government responsible for stuff, I mean, this is an organization that gets to decide whether or not it's responsible. They get to decide whether or not they pay you.
Just as a more local example, I was assaulted by a man who works for the sheriff's department last week in front of multiple witnesses and on video camera. And I went and I filed a complaint with his sheriff's department, an internal complaint. They said they'd get back to me. I haven't heard back from them. So I went to Keene Police. I happened to be at the Keene Police today, and I asked them about, what's the process of complaining against somebody from the sheriff's department. And they claimed they couldn't take that complaint, that I'd have to go through the sheriff's department. Now, the Keene Police should be investigating any kind of assaults go on
absolutely
within their jurisdiction, but nope, they're just not. They're not willing to
you
take
just
the complaint.
Don't take assaults that involve police
right,
officers.
You have to use the administrative process.
Oh, I'm sorry. Involve police officers being the assaulter.
Right. You have to use our administrative process, which means go over there. We don't want to deal with this.
Exactly.
And if you talk to lawyers, and I talked to a lawyer about it as well, and I haven't talked to 50 lawyers, I talked to one, and I said, look, you know, what do you think about this? I mean, we've got this guy on tape. He assaulted me. That's like no doubt clean and cut. Easy. He assaulted me, grabbed my arm, attempted to push me out of the courtroom. Basically, his response was, yeah, you pretty much can't touch those guys. You can't touch a local yokel bailiff. You think you can touch the Social Security Administration? I'm sorry,
Dan. It's sad.
To everybody out there.
I'm sorry for anybody who believes that this organization, this monopoly organization to which we have all put our hands over our hearts and pledged our allegiance, was somehow good, pure, just, and forthright. Like we imagined that it was, and it's not. Now, maybe it's better than other organizations with which it competes, but I don't know how much better.
Yeah, well, it is probably better here than in, say, some, north, or I guess, Middle Eastern country.
Congo.
Right, Congo.
Well, even still, the legislature and pretty much everyone involved with any sort of control power are a bunch of hustlers and con men. Mm-hmm. And you have to see them for what they are. You have to deal with them from that playing field in order to make the right decisions.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The right decision in the case of Social Security is to not rely on it. And if you can, stop paying into it. Just stop it. If you can stop paying into it, then take that money and put that in your own savings account or your own investment, long-term investments. You'll probably do a lot better in the long run. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231 is the number for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com, and the features you'll find there include news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get on our email updates list, or follow us on Twitter or Facebook. That's news.freetalklive.com.
And if you're listening to radio or even cable television, you're hearing a lot about buying gold and, in some cases, buying silver. I think this is a good idea. I think that they're not going to stop printing dollar bills, and that means that gold and silver is positioned to move upwards. I've seen people guessing that silver is going to hit $60 by October. I don't know. That's just what some people that call themselves experts believe. But I'm continuing to get this kind of stuff for myself, gold and silver, and I recommend that you do the same, just because it seems like a good idea to me. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com. I've got many hand-picked coins there from which to choose. Gold.freetalklive.com. If you don't want to buy on the website, you can use the telephone number they have there right at gold.freetalklive.com.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. As we continue here, we'll take your phone calls about what you want. Dave, listening to one of our newest affiliates, WGGH, Monster Radio in Marion, Illinois. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I heard you guys talking about police officers, and one thing that kind of bothered me, you were talking about how they could be bigots and be a racist. The only reason why they get into being a police officer is for the power of racism and everything. Which, I don't know if that's basically the way you said it, but to me, I don't see that happening. A lot of officers are very good officers. And before I had I was also the same way. You know, I was a little thrown off by other colors and other races and everything else, but you know what? I never in my right mind would get into a profession based on racism, you know?
Well, I think that I was saying that I think that people that get into the profession, some of them that get in are racist. And I think that they get in the profession to have power. Would you say that some people get in?
To have power, yes, I understand.
Do you think that some people get in to be cops in order to have power?
Yeah, I do feel that there is some police officers that do get into the position for
a are you a police officer?
Yes, actually, I am.
Well, the only thing that I was thinking about that idea was just the mindset of a person who is a racist person or a bigoted sort of mindset. They sort of have this quest for domination over the you know, whatever group that they don't like, whether, you know, skin color or the religion or ethnicity or whatever it is. You know, they want to be in a position to exert that hate that they have, I think. Yeah, obviously, the police force is one area. Then there's managerial positions in certain places. You know, maybe it's the bank manager who always turns down anyone who comes in for a loan that has the answer.
But you could say that about any profession.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, there's
right.
Any profession. I mean, you're kind of that's why I was a little thrown off by saying just police officers being bigots and they do it only for the racist part.
No, I posited that might be a possibility for some individuals, but I think that the police officer, that sort of position, offers you perhaps the most power per minute of career choice, if you will.
I mean, basically, that's with anything you do in life, you know? I mean, basically, I mean, with any profession, there's going to be that. There's going to be some officers that, or any profession that people that are racist. But when we go to work every day, we put on what we're supposed to, we put that uniform on to be proud and to serve our people, you know, no matter what color, no matter what race. And if they're in the profession as a police officer, that's what they should be there for.
Well, I understand. I think some do that, Dave. I do believe that some do that. But why do you think it is that it seems like I never see leaks in the news about other professions being racist, but I do see this when it comes to police department. We just saw it here with the LulzSec email leak in the Arizona Police Department. We certainly saw it with the Mark Furman case with O.J. Simpson, where they were talking about gorillas. It looks like gorillas in the mist out here,
yeah. And you've certainly seen it if you're black
too,
in the South.
We're in the public eye 24/7. You know, when you put that uniform on, you're in the public eye no matter what.
That's true.
We have to give over our disclosure as far as when someone gets arrested or somebody else does something. It's in the public eye. It's public interest. It's public everything. And I think it shows sometimes. It makes cops be out the bad people. You know, we're just
the problem is racism is bad across the board, and bigotry is bad across the board. But it's worse when somebody has the ability to put you in a jail cell or possibly hurt you and get away with it. Because the police, when they hurt people and put innocent people into jail cells, they usually get away with it almost every single time.
And that's the problem with our justice system. But all we do as police officers is follow what our protocols are and doing the right thing.
Well, but lots of times you as police officers are doing the wrong thing as far as what your protocols are. Your protocols in many cases demand that you put peaceful people behind bars, and in many cases that gives police, who are bigoted, the reason to target certain people because of their skin color, for instance, believing that maybe black people or Hispanics would be more likely to, say, have drugs on them, which of course completely fallacious. But
it's hard to plant a murder weapon. It's pretty easy to plant a bag of pot.
But my point being that if you're a racist running the ticket counter at the local movie theater and you don't let some, you know, black kids in to see a movie, that's not quite as bad of a situation as taking the black kids and putting them in a cage or beating them alongside of the road.
Well, now you're putting in two different things, though. I mean, you're saying one's better or worse than the other.
Well, I think I have a way to explain
it. You understand what I mean? It could be either way. I mean, we just have to follow our laws and everything else, just like everybody else. We're regular citizens. But I will say, yeah, there is officers that do go for the power thing. As far as the racism thing, I mean, you know, what are we supposed to do? You know, when the world, the way it's coming right now, it's hard to overlook that, you know, especially when you're doing your job.
I think one thing that needs to be said that's different from, say, the police officer in his public role and any other profession is the competition aspect. Whereas someone who's working at a big-name hotel who's racist will give that hotel a bad name, and someone can just go and spend their money at a different hotel, mm-hmm. you know, or a restaurant
right,
that's
when
racist.
Denny's was racist towards black people or whatever.
Right, people will just go to Burger King or somewhere else. But when the police...
I just want to say there's a lot of cops that aren't very good people.
There's no doubt. But the ones who are bad are completely unaccountable.
Yeah, you can't go to a different police force. You can't go to a different justice system. You have to deal with just this one, and that is the issue.
Right. You work for a monopoly, and I understand that, Dave, you try to do as much as you can within the confines of the system, but the system does encourage certain things, and it does encourage people in search of power over others to seek it, and they find it, and they're able to wield it, and they're able to get away with it. If they happen to be racist, it's just an added negative. I mean, whether they're racist or not, as I pointed out, the cops are doing wrong on a regular basis.
Yeah, I just feel that police officers are doing the best they can in some instances, and they get the bad rap for it, you know, and it kind of...
Dave, thanks for the... Hey, I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Don't hesitate to call us back in the future. It's always interesting to hear from people behind the badge, so to speak. So thank you again.
Yeah, and he seemed very reasonable.
Yeah, and I don't blame him for holding this position. I mean, he works with these people. They are, probably for the most part, they get along with one another. I'm sure there are internal spats from time to time. But they're, you know, these are people he hangs out with, he parties with.
Well, he has a sort of kinship with.
Right, he's connected with them. He's probably knows some of their families. And, of course, they seem like good folks. And I think a lot of cops are good folks. It's just the problem is when good people do bad. And thinking they're doing good at the same time. They think they're doing good, but they're actually doing bad. They're actually harming peaceful people, and that leads to some real negatives. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed out from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got live streams. You can listen to them anytime you like. Listen.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. You can tune in broadband or dial up streams, and they are around the clock available to you. The latest episode of Free Talk Live, always there for you, and always free, of course, at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can get details on our 108 great radio stations around the country that take Free Talk Live at various points throughout the week. Getting ready to announce another one very, very soon in JJ's home state of Wisconsin.
Woohoo!
Which is going to be a pretty big deal, I think, as well as our satellite listening options, two XM channels, our KU band, free-to-air channel, the webcam, the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com, get tuned in. Let's go to ladies first. Ingrid, listening in Maryland. Ingrid, you're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me?
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm just calling in about, a local incident that happened near where I live.
Okay.
Well, we have, a lot of speed cameras here, and sometimes they get vandalized, but this store is kind of interesting, I think.
Speed so cameras, you said? Speed cameras.
Yeah. Yeah, but this was a speed enforcement Jeep, so this guy who they said was in his 50s or 60s came out of the woods with a hammer, and then he smashed the speed camera Jeep. And then he went back into the woods. But what was really interesting was the police response to it. The police, they brought up their SWAT teams, the police dogs, and even had three helicopters. And then they closed down this major highway, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, for over 3 hours trying to look for this guy. And the crazy thing is, in Maryland, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the too much with her, say, well, we have a ton of violent crime here, and they don't even do that when people get murdered. Like, we had someone get killed, like, at the 4th of July celebration.
Good point.
They didn't bring out any helicopters.
So, was somebody actually in the speed Jeep? You said it's like a Jeep that this guy came out and smashed up. Was somebody in it at that time?
Yeah, the contractor who, like, drives around trying to catch people, like, speeding.
Right. So not an actual cop. They've got to hire. They've got somebody that they bring in to just shoot radar at people.
Yeah,
and
it's amazing. They hire the police. They hire these police to, and then you know, make money off of them writing tickets. And now they're finding a way to sort of contract this out and make even larger margins.
But you're saying they shut down an entire swath of this interstate?
Yeah, they shut down all lanes of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway for over 3 hours, and then they also blocked traffic like coming, and this was right near the airport, so like some of the workers who wanted to go to their airport job, they wouldn't let them go work.
And what were they doing at that time? I mean, were they just like running dogs through the woods or something trying to find this guy?
Yeah, they have police dogs, three helicopters, and then, you know, they're searching, and like, they still don't have any leads, and then they had a press conference, like, later, like, begging for tips to try to find this guy. And, like I said, you know, they don't even spend that much time looking for people.
So you had a murder on July 4th that recently happened, and they didn't have nearly the sort of response at all? Is that what you said?
Yeah, like, there was, like, a ton of, like, murders here, and there was just one, the 4th of July celebration, and, you know, they didn't have any helicopters, you know, they didn't do all that talent for the guy.
So you kill somebody, and nobody really, the cops don't really care that much, but if you smash up one of their speed vehicles...
Well, who are they serving and protecting? I mean, clearly, the response indicates that they serve and protect themselves and their interests.
Yeah.
Ingrid, thanks for that story. Anything else you want to share?
That's it. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call at 800-259-9231. Oh, and I might want to mention the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can always go to shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener, it's always nice to see that you're out there, because talk radio is seen as a male-dominated medium, both in behind the mic and behind the radio, the ears listening to the program. So it's nice to be able to show that we've got a diverse audience. So go to shrine.freetalklive.com as we go to Rob, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Rob.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up?
I've been listening to your guys' show for a couple years, and I do like it, and I really understand where you guys are coming from in a lot of things, but you do tend to kind of bash the police a lot. But just my little story, I do this job for free. I'm a police officer. I'm on a reserve division where I don't get paid, and I do it to help others. Maybe
well, that's great. My dad was a deputy sheriff and did it for the same reason.
Okay, well, so see, you're always saying people out there trying to do it for the power or whatever. Well, I'm sometimes that person's last break, or I'm that one nice police officer if they didn't encounter somebody else. So not all of us are bad. I'm not trying to change your guys' mind.
I've never said they're all bad, dude.
I said I'm not trying to change your guys' mind on the perception. But I'm just letting you know there are some good ones out here, and some of us even put our lives on the line for free.
Look, man, that's great. If you got in for the right reasons, that's fantastic. I know that there are cops that did get in for the right reasons, but I also know that many of those good cops are asked to do bad things, and I'm not going to call them good when they're doing bad things.
Now, I want to ask about...
I agree.
I want to ask about your job. Now, do they call you in when something big happens? Like, you know, there's a little kid missing, they call you in to comb the forests?
well, we could do something like that, yes. We would get called in any kind of special detail. Yes, but we're also scheduled to work throughout the month to help supplement the road division.
So what's the road division?
So do you actually get behind the wheel of a cruiser?
Absolutely. I go through the same training as everybody else. Yeah, I get the exact same training as a police officer is paid. I just do it for free.
What's the road division do? Do you pass out tickets?
No, well, right, just the regular ones who get dispatched to, you know, domestics, or, yeah, maybe pull cars over, or respond to theft reports. I mean, just your basic... police officer duties.
So what do you spend most of your time doing? Do you spend most of your time writing tickets, or do you spend most of your time going to domestic calls? What's it like?
Man, I don't write many tickets, so I can't say that I write most of my time. I know it's tough out there for people to pay. for these economic times. So I'm really lenient on the tickets. You really got to deserve one.
There are people that go speeds that I feel deserve tickets. I'm not the one that's going to bash that.
Look, I've said on the air multiple times, I think that the cops up here in Keene, New Hampshire are cut above most cops in the country. I think that there are a lot of people out there that got into it for the right reasons, but I think that, you can't say that our critiques are incorrect. It is a position of power, and that position does attack.
It's how it comes across in some cases.
Well, right, because we're talking about all kinds of bad police stories. I mean, it's interesting.
It's not only that, but as activists and seeing what goes on here in Keene, we encounter the police and the bureaucrats and the bailiffs a lot, like several times a week. And some people might not have an encounter with a police officer or a bailiff
in years.
But once every couple of years. So we kind of get a different viewpoint of the situation. We see that force being used. We see that violence of the state being used consistently. And so clearly our viewpoint, our perception is jaded that way or whatever.
Right. It's hard to appreciate the police it's hard to appreciate the police in general when they make a habit of aggressing against peaceful people. I've said multiple times that if the police were out there just being peace officers, if it were just their job to keep the peace, to stop people from fighting, separate people who are upset at one another, stop, go investigate murders, investigate rapes, catch real bad guys that really do harm to other human beings, I'd love them. I'd be a fan of the police if that's all they were doing. But unfortunately, regularly, they're giving out tickets, they're stopping people on the side of the road, they're harassing peaceful people who have never harmed another person, they're putting over a 1.5 million of our friends and our family members in jail cells because they have like a plant or a chemical on them, and they're hurting people, they're taking away people's wealth from them, and it's just, I'm sorry, but that's what they do on a regular basis. Even the ones that got into it for the right reasons. That's why Brad Jardis, who you heard call in maybe a few nights ago as he was arrested down as he was coming back into the country at the southern border, that's why he quit being a cop, because he couldn't handle any being asked to do things that he realized were wrong. And that's why a lot of these cops are in law enforcement against prohibition. These former cops are in law enforcement against prohibition today, because they look back at their career and they realize that what they were doing was wrong. They were putting peaceful people in cages.
Or at least it didn't work.
And a lot of them feel really bad about it.
A lot of them do, but at least
but please remember, not all of them are peaceful. I mean, yes, there are some instances. I agree.
No doubt, man. If somebody's out there being a gangbanger, if somebody is being a gangbanger and shooting at people or hurting people, I agree with you. Those people need to be stopped.
Yep, I agree.
The 1.5.
I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate hearing from you. Don't hesitate to call in again in the future. But most of the people that are arrested in the war on drugs are arrested for simple possession. They're not arrested for committing criminal acts. Again, if people are doing real crimes, then they should be gone after. But unfortunately, the cops aren't regularly going after those folks. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The concept is you send in $3 a month to Free Talk Live. We take that, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. Get the perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, and the AMP-only podcast and more. Go and get the details and use any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. A few more thoughts on this whole police, the old issue of Free Talk Live hating the cops has reared its head again here tonight, and I understand why people would maybe feel that way about this program, because there's no shortage of corrupt cop stories that we can focus on. There's no
and we stand for, you know, an evolution in governance that, allows people to make choices. And cops, unfortunately, get to be, are, and they choose to do the job, whether you're volunteer or do it, whether you do it for free or do it for money, mm-hmm. You choose to do a job that is the point of the spear of government tyranny. I mean, if government wants to take somebody's house because they refuse to pay property taxes because they don't believe that they should for whatever reason, whether it's they don't believe in what public schools are doing or whatever, they believe they're free, they have the misconception that they're free, mm-hmm. Who do you think's going to come and kick them out?
Right. Part of my personal feeling towards the police, and I treat the police like I treat anybody. I enter a situation in which this person is wearing a badge and a gun. If they are peaceful and respectful and cool and all that, I'm going to be the same way. And we can have a cordial conversation and maybe get to know each other and build a bridge or something to that effect. But if I enter a situation where the police officer or whoever it is being violent, it doesn't matter if this person has a badge or a gun. It's not a person that I want to associate with, for one. And for two, I want that behavior to stop. If I feel that there's an injustice going on, even more so, then I'm even more inclined to not like the situation and not like the person who is carrying out this misjustice or this injustice. And so that's, you know, in the courtroom, that's much more prevalent. And then you deal with the bailiffs in there, or who are former police officers in most cases. And, you know, that carries through, and they tell you, oh, I'm former police. And they're sitting there in this latest incident where we were at the Superior Court. One of the bailiffs really doesn't like Ian at all. And it's very, very clear immediately upon talking to this fella and just sort of interacting with him about this new order that they were talking about. It's like...
they're banning all media devices from the court.
Yeah, basically banning all electronic devices in general. But this court officer or whatever he is clearly taking his position and using it for a sort of leverage point against a person he doesn't like, namely Ian. Now, obviously, Ian, as a liberty activist, is going to stand up to the problems of the system or the policies or the person or the badge, whatever it is. He's going to say, there's a problem here, and I don't much care for it. And people don't like to, you know, be called out. But at the same time, it's just... I will give the police the kudos they deserve, and I have in the past.
When they do the right thing.
I've written a blog post sort of backing up the Keene police at a point when things were really heated because I felt that there was too much anger that wasn't justified. But at the same time, I've criticized the Keene police several times for various things. So it's based on what you do as an action. We can speak all the platitudes we want about whatever profession you want to talk about, but the simple fact is, people are scared when they see blue lights behind them.
Yeah, that's right.
And there's a reason that they are scared when there are blue lights behind them.
Right. If they were peace officers, then it wouldn't be such a bad thing. Like, if you knew that all the cops were out there doing was investigating real crimes, well, you might be worried that they thought that you were, like, a real criminal or something, but maybe your attitude would be more like, well, officer, how can I help you today? Can I help you, you know, maybe catch a real bad guy? I'd be happy to give the police information if I knew they were looking for somebody who was a killer or a rapist or somebody who's actually a horrible to other human beings. I would cooperate with the police in those instances, but if the police are after people for speeding tickets and for possession of pot and, you know, whatever other fundraising devices, then no, I don't support that. And I've gotten better over the years, because I've been pretty upset at what the police have been doing for a long time, but I've gotten better over the years at seeing them as human beings and realizing that these are people that, you know, they've got feelings too, they've got families, they've got things that they want to accomplish. And I it's important to me to see them as human beings, because otherwise they just become these, you know, these evil tools, essentially, and you dehumanize them. And I think that leads to some real dangerous situations.
Right. Because that creates an us and them situation. It creates a conflict, and you do not want it coming down to you against the government. I mean, I realize that it seems like the government is arrayed against you, and I've definitely felt that way. I do feel that way. But if you get the people in the government feeling like you're the enemy, they're going to crush you.
Yeah. So I saw multiple Keene police officers today as we were out and about. We were taking care of some paperwork stuff. Actually, an activist came into town from Manchester with the intention of violating the court ban on media devices. He actually did violate that ban openly and was not arrested, so there was a little bit of progress today. But during the process of going around town filing notices and filing various paperwork with government agencies for a couple of different activists, we encountered a few police officers. And I always, whenever I see them, I wave and I smile. And a lot of them wave and smile back. Some of them got a little stick up their butt about.
Well, you do offer hugs at times too.
The activists, yeah, I've been a little off on offering the hugs, but I did offer a hug recently to the angry little man at court, and he didn't like that very much. I said that I thought he needed a hug. It didn't seem like somebody gets hugs very often. So, but.
No, he's quite upset.
He hugs his weapons.
Oh, jeez. We think love is a weapon, Mark.
Yeah. By the way, I'd like to clarify
Sure, love and hugs are not the same thing, JJ.
I would like to clarify something here. I am not anti-cop. I don't think anybody on the show is anti-cop.
I don't like to be anti-anything. I'd like to stand for something.
Right. I'm pro. I think this is what the guys at Cop Block say. I'm pro-police accountability. I want these people to be accountable for their actions. When they hurt people, I want them. I want people to know they're hurting people. I want people who are hurt by them to know what they can do.
Well, what about that? I'm sure you covered that story about that SWAT team that got a medal for raiding the wrong house.
I haven't covered it, but it was on our website, I think, over at freetalklive.com.
Well, things like that. Okay, if an officer helps out, you know, he goes in and gets that girl out of the well or whatever it is, yes, reward that person. If they do something above and beyond and they're heroic and whatever, maybe it's a minor thing, but yes, reward them. But if police officers are screwing up, and they're still getting awards, and they're still getting their pension, and they're still getting all that pay, and still getting all that power, there's something wrong. Because if I screw up at my private job at Wally World, you know, I didn't stock the shelves quite right, I might not get paid because I might not have that job anymore.
Right, and as was pointed out earlier, you can always go find a different job somewhere else, or as a customer you can leave if you don't like the crappy customer service from JJ.
Right.
You know, you have options. In the world of the police, you don't have options. The only option you have is to go somewhere else. There's a monopoly. Because in any given geographical area, there's always a monopoly on violence. It's the people calling themselves government that have it. And so the only real solution besides true accountability is to leave. But that doesn't really make it so anyone's accountable. It just means you're just trying to avoid the most dangerous police departments and find one that's a little less offensive somewhere else. And that's not acceptable to me. It's not acceptable to have people out there who are peaceful, who are being aggressed against by these folks calling themselves the police. I'm not going to pretend like they're heroes. I'm not going to pretend like they're doing something that's noble, when what they're doing is hurting peaceful people, and that's not noble. And I don't care what the law says; it doesn't excuse doing the wrong thing. It didn't excuse it during you know, the World War II. It didn't excuse it when blacks were being oppressed in the South. It never excuses it.
They are just doing what we are ordered.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not an excuse.
Well, I think also
ways and means of making you talk.
I think also it's like if the police, if the idea of capturing and caging someone to better them is really the way that you want to go, and is really the idea that you think they're pursuing, then why are they put in these concrete cells and all this money that they collect for people doing wrong isn't going to help them, isn't going to fix their mental problems or their health problems or their addiction problems. Instead, they're put into a box where they can't really do anything. And some doctors shove a couple pills down their throat and say, just walk it off. You know, that's not really helping people. And that's where I see a big problem. If you're going to find someone for some stupid reason, have that money go to something that helps people not do that, or whatever it is, instead of just funding your city projects.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. An example of how exactly police don't help on the way, where some kids have turned in their dad for possession of pot. 1-800-259-9231. You take control. Hour 3's next.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.